Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in New Delhi today. U.S. President Donald Trump says there is no change in trade deal with India in the wake of U.S. Supreme Court's order against tariffs. Tariffs on India to drop to 10% temporarily, says White House. At least 10 killed in Israeli strikes over Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley. And Super 8 stage of ICC T20 World Cup to begin today with New Zealand taking on Pakistan in Colombo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. They would be reviewing the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders would also be exchanging views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance, and issues concerning the Global South. Our correspondent reports that India and Brazil share a warm, close, and multifaceted strategic partnership rooted in shared democratic values, close people-to-people ties, and expanding cooperation across key sectors.
India and Brazil are strategic partners since 2006. Brazil is India's largest trading partner in Latin American countries, LAC region. Bilateral engagement has continued to deepen in areas such as trade and investment, defense, energy, agriculture, health and pharmaceuticals, energy including renewables, critical minerals, rare earth materials, science and technology, and innovation. The two countries share common views on various international issues, including UN reforms, climate change, and combating terrorism. Both countries also enjoy an excellent cooperation in plurilateral fora such as BRICS, IBSA, G20, G4, International Solar Alliance, Global Biofuel Alliance, Coalition for Disaster Resilience Infrastructure, as well as in the larger multilateral bodies such as the UN, WTO, and UNESCO. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The fifth edition of Goa Maritime Conclave will begin in Goa, bringing together naval leaders and senior representatives from 14 Indian Ocean countries. More from our correspondent.
The conclave will be hosted for the first time at Chola Bhavan, the new academic complex of the Naval War College in Vering. Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Chief of the Naval Staff, will host Chief of Navies, Heads of Maritime Forces and senior representatives from 14 nations. Key issues to be discussed include illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing, narcotics trafficking and other illicit maritime activities affecting economic security, environmental sustainability and regional stability. The conclave aligns with Prime Minister's Mahasagar vision, emphasizing maritime security as a shared responsibility based on dialogue, trust and cooperation. Mahesh Sopre for Akashwani News, Panaji.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the army today recovered warlike stores during comprehensive searches in Sundarbani area along the line of control in Rajouri district. Giving update on Operation Jwala, Indian Army spokesperson said that infiltration bid foiled on the 19th of this month at Nathua Tibba area in Sundarbani sector along the LOC. During searches, heavily blood-stained tracks were observed, indicating serious injuries to the terrorists. The operation is underway with heightened vigilance and firm domination of the area. Bangladesh last night paid solemn homage to the martyrs of the 1952 language movement as President Mohammad Shahabuddin and Prime Minister Tariq Rahman led the nation in observing Amar Ekushe and International Mother Language Day. The president placed the first wreath at the central Shahid Minar at 1:12 a.m. that is midnight, followed by the prime minister minutes later. Special prayers were offered seeking eternal peace for the martyrs of 21st February 1952 who were killed by the bullets of Pakistan's forces for demanding a rightful place for Bangla in the then East Pakistan. The day is observed worldwide as UNESCO declared International Mother's Language Day, recognizing Bangladesh's historic struggle for linguistic rights. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on tariffs, U.S. President Donald Trump said there is no change in the trade deal with India and emphasized that the India deal is on. He said that his relationship with India is fantastic while addressing a news conference last night in the White House, hours after the U.S. Supreme Court verdict striking down his sweeping tariffs. We have a report.
A White House official has clarified that the tariff on India will drop to 10% temporarily following US President Donald Trump's announcement of a new global tariff. The new tariff will replace the earlier International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA-based duties that were struck down by the Supreme Court. The clarification by the White House indicates that the newly announced 10% global tariff under Section 122 is not an addition to previously imposed IEEPA tariffs on India, but replaces them for now. The current adjustment reflects both legal constraints imposed by the US court and the administration's stated intent to continue pursuing through alternative statutory mechanisms. Meanwhile, India's External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a delegation from India, led by the chief negotiator, will visit the US next week.
We had adopted the joint statement with the United States and India recently, and as per the joint statement, both sides are now working towards finalization of the interim agreement of a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. Delegation from our side, team led by the chief negotiator from our side, is expected to visit the United States next week.
The statement from MEA reflects that both India and the United States are working to finalize the mutually beneficial trade agreement as per the joint statement adopted recently. Tanvi Khurana for World News.
U.S. stocks rose yesterday after the Supreme Court ruled against President Trump's sweeping tariffs, potentially providing relief for companies burdened by higher costs from duties and easing concern about sticky inflation still plaguing the U.S. economy. S&P 500 advanced 0.69%, while Nasdaq Composite gained 0.9%. Dow Jones Industrial registered a hike of 0.47%. The Trump administration informed Congress that it intends to proceed with the planning for reopening of the U.S. embassy in Damascus in Syria after 14 years. It was shut down in 2012 during the country's civil war. A notice to congressional committees earlier this month informed lawmakers of the State Department's intent to implement a phased approach to potentially resume embassy operations in Syria. The notification from the Trump administration on 10th of February said that spending on the plans would begin in 15 days, although there was no timeline offered when U.S. personnel would return to Damascus on a full-time basis. At least 10 people were killed and 24 injured, including 3 children, in Israeli strikes in Lebanon's eastern Baqa Valley yesterday. Other 2 people were killed by an Israeli strike on a Palestinian refugee camp earlier in the day. Israel said it has hit command centers of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah in Baqa Valley. However, there is no immediate statement from Hezbollah. Moving on to sports now, in ICC T20 World Cup, the Super 8 stage is set to begin today. We have a report.
In the opening clash of Super 8, New Zealand will take on Pakistan at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Meanwhile, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. Group 1 of the Super 8 consists of India, Zimbabwe, West Indies and South Africa, while Group 2 includes Pakistan, Sri Lanka, England and New Zealand. Each team will play their 3 group opponents, with the top 2 sides from each group progressing to the knockout semi-finals. Teams will start the Super 8 with 0 points, as no net run rate from the group stage are carried forward. Earlier, the group stage concluded last night with Australia defeating Oman by 9 wickets in the last Group B match at the Palekele International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. Australia overhauled the target of 105 runs with 9 wickets in hand in just 9.4 overs. Earlier put into bat, Oman were bundled out for just 104 runs in 16.2 overs. Adam Zampa was adjudged player of the match for picking up 4 wickets. Ashish P. Abraham for World News.
And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Modi to hold talks with Brazilian President Lula da Silva in New Delhi today. U.S. President Trump says there is no change in trade deal with India in the wake of U.S. Supreme Court's order against tariffs. Tariffs on India to drop to 10% temporarily, says White House. At least 10 killed in Israeli strikes over Lebanon's eastern Baqa Valley. And Super 8 stage of ICC T20 World Cup to begin today. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.